It's another typical Sunday at Grandpa and Grandma's house for 5-year-old Carter Hammer. He gets a snack and then goes downstairs to play with his Hot Wheels and racing games on Nintendo 64. Carter sounds like any other child, except he has childhood apraxia of speech, also known as CAS. CAS is a neurological disorder that affects motor speech skills. Children with CAS are aware when people are talking to them but have difficulty responding back. Carter's mother, Holly, remembers when they first noticed something out of the ordinary when he was only one. She says at the time she wanted to see if he was relying on his older brothers and sisters to talk.
One day I was getting him some juice and I wouldn't let him have the juice until he was going to say juice. And at that point he just got really, really frustrated and just started yelling and getting very upset. And that's when I definitely knew that something was not right.
Carter's father, Clay, says he and Holly patiently waited to hear Carter's first words. He says some family members thought that if Carter had something to say, he would say it at a later time. But time went on, and he still had a hard time getting the words out.
And he still wasn't able to address his siblings by any form of a name, be it a nickname that they come up with there on their own, even if they can't necessarily pronounce the whole name correctly. He didn't even have that. And at that point, we knew that something was just not quite coming around.
That's when the Hammers took Carter down to Children's Hospital in Seattle, where he was diagnosed with CAS. Before the diagnosis, the Hammers had never heard of the disorder. They say if they had heard of the CAS, they would have gotten him help sooner.
The prevalence of CAS has been reported differently.
Deborah Hayden is the founder and CEO of the Prompt Institute in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where they have worked with thousands of children with speech disorders since the early 80s. She says CAS is very rare among most cases.
The current estimates are probably around 3-4% of children, maybe in, say, a study of 12,000 to 15,000 estimated children who have speech sound disorders. Maybe 3% of those might be classified as childhood apraxia of speech. But even that number is probably inflated.
Hayden says CAS is sometimes reported with dysarthria, which involves the muscular system, and fluency disorders, and concurs with autism. She says only 1% of cases that have been reported have been pure apraxia. Since Carter's diagnosis, the Hammers have made efforts to learn more about CAS by attending conferences about the disorder. This past summer, they attended a Childhood Apraxia of Speech Association of North America, or CASANA, conference in Chicago. Clay says he and Holly learned that though the disorder is rare, it is still prominent among families.
It was just amazing how much input that there was from all these different families. We were able to meet other families that were going through the same exact issues as we were. And you sit down and family to family compare notes. It was amazing, all the similarities. And it was also very encouraging to compare notes with some of the families that had very good success.
The family admits that it has been a challenge adjusting to Carter. In order to communicate with them, they have to use sign language most of the time. Carter is capable of saying some words. A lot of them has to be broken up so that he can understand them.
Yeah. Oh, he has another dog. What's your other dog's name?
E.
Gracie. So he'll say E-E.
I'm Holly.
Oh, he just learned my name. Can you say Holly?
Holly.
Oh.
That's how he says Holly. He just learned that like last week.
Oh, okay.
Other family members have adjusted to Carter very well. Carter's grandfather, Don McConaughey, says adjusting is the other way around. He says he is always helpful every time he visits.
You know, he's just a great little guy. He's a hard worker. He's always very, very helpful. If you're coming in from grocery shopping, he needs to carry something upstairs because he wants to be there in the middle of helping, and that's kind of a little guy he is.
His grandmother Betsy says she is amazed at how he is able to keep up with his older siblings.
He's just so smart. He's just a smart little boy. I mean, he keeps up with Jacob and McKenna out in the woods and everywhere. He's right behind him, and that doesn't stop him.
Carter's siblings get along with him like most brothers and sisters. His oldest sister, Nicole, remembers taking him to the doctor's office when he was younger and teaching him most of his sign language. She says she gets along with Carter the best out of the rest of the kids.
No offense to the other kids, but he's probably my favorite because we get along the most. probably more than the other kids. We fight a lot, and we get along. It's just like McKenna and Jacob, they're the two that I get along and fight. We're the two that I get along and fight. And it's just basically been about him for the past couple of years, and so I've been trying to do what I can to help him.
His other sister, McKenna, says she enjoys cooking treats with them.
We like to, bake stuff, like cookies and brownies. He likes to do that a lot and make and do blocks, build stuff. Yeah.
His brother Jacob says he and Carter enjoy playing sports together.
Yeah, we like to ride bikes together sometimes because where we live, there's a lot of space.
Along with helping out with chores, playing video games, and sports, Carter enjoys swimming at the local Parks and Recreation Center. Carter began taking swim lessons last summer along with other kids. Victoria Martin is his swim teacher. She says Carter is very spirited every time he hits the water.
I haven't picked all that much up, but we never have a problem communicating. He understands completely. Even though he doesn't have words, Carter is a very intelligent child. And you see that in his eyes. You see that he comprehends. I mean, I never have any discipline problems with him. He always listens. He always follows directions. So I guess if there were any challenges, it probably were my own, not his.
Resources are limited in Wrangell, Alaska, so getting the treatment that Carter needs can be hard to come by. He currently sees a local speech-language pathologist daily and attends regular kindergarten classes at Evergreen Elementary School. The Hammers will be taking Carter to the Prompt Institute, where he will go through intensive training and therapy following this weekend's walkathon. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.